You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net, the cancer information website of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO. ASCO is the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. This podcast is about a not-for-profit organization called Patient Resource Publishing, which offers a printed information guide for people newly diagnosed with cancer as a way to provide basic information about treatments and cancer care facilities that may be helpful as they make decisions about their health care. The ideas and opinions expressed by the speaker and organization in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of ASCO. The mention of any product, service, organization, activity, or therapy in this podcast should not be construed as an ASCO endorsement. The information presented does not constitute medical or legal advice and is not intended for use in the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions or as a substitute for consultation with a licensed medical professional. ASCO assumes no responsibility for any injury or damage to persons or property arising out of or related to the information presented. Today's podcast will be led by Lynette Atwood, the co-founder, CEO, and publisher of Patient Resource Publishing, which publishes the Patient Resource Cancer Guide. This printed guide contains information on several types of cancer, cancer treatment, treatment facilities, online patient resources, and inspiring stories from survivors. ASCO would like to thank Ms. Atwood for taking the time to speak with us.
Cancer has been a constant in my life since the early 1990s. And it has taught me well. What have I learned? Well, the primary lesson is the importance of learning everything you can about the type of cancer you have. This will help you be your own best advocate. The first time we had to deal with cancer was when my dad was diagnosed with stomach cancer. Like most people, he didn't know anything about cancer. You see, none of us had ever imagined it would strike our family. Dad took the treatment offered to him, but we lost him a few months later. Not too long after that, my husband Wayne was diagnosed with leukemia. We were devastated when the doctors gave him only a 20% chance of living 3 years. Wayne and I looked at each other, and we agreed to do everything humanly possible to extend his life. Our daughter was only 3, and Wayne wanted to live long enough for her to remember him. Wayne's battle with leukemia caused major changes in our work life as well as our personal life. Back in the 1980s, Wayne and I had co-founded Atwood Publishing, which became the nation's top publisher of news and clinical information at major medical meetings. We sold the publishing company, but stayed on to manage it. But with Wayne hospitalized, I struggled to run the business, raise our daughter, and be there for him. Fortunately, we had a friend who did some research on leukemia for us. We learned so much about the disease, including the fact that Wayne had been misdiagnosed with the wrong kind of leukemia. After treatment, Wayne enjoyed 8 months of remission, but then his leukemia recurred. We began crisscrossing the country, visiting cancer facilities for more medical opinions. We also left Atwood Publishing and co-founded another publishing company, Exhibitor Visibility Worldwide. Wayne was treated in some of the cancer facilities we went to, trying every traditional and alternative treatment available. In the end, he lived 7 years after diagnosis through 10 recurrences. Wayne achieved his goal of giving our daughter memories of him to treasure. During Wayne's last year of life, cancer struck again. My sister Bev was diagnosed with breast cancer. She went to the same cancer center that treated Wayne. They even shared trips to the infusion room together. But her aggressive cancer came back after 7 months. My sister died 8 months later. We buried her next to Wayne. During Wayne's last year, I often traveled with him and Bev to their cancer treatment center. During one of those visits, a nurse pulled me aside to tell me that I had a 25% chance of getting breast cancer because my sister had it. No one else had ever told me that. So I did some research, then enrolled in a breast cancer prevention program that did periodic needle biopsies. The second biopsy showed that my cells were indeed becoming cancerous. I could have waited for another biopsy, but my gut told me not to. I'm so glad I listened. I found the most excellent breast surgeon I could find, and he performed prophylactic bilateral mastectomies and reconstructive surgery on both of my breasts. My gut was right. The pathology report showed I already had cancer in one breast. Later, I had my uterus and ovaries removed because that might prevent a cancer recurrence. I also sold my company, Exhibitor Visibility Worldwide, during this difficult time in my life. Now, 6 years after my mastectomies, I'm still cancer-free. My mother also has fought breast cancer, so we're survivors together. As my family battled cancer, I dreamed of creating a helpful guide for people newly diagnosed with the disease. It's something my family never had through all those years. I wanted to answer the questions new cancer patients have. I wanted to help them make sure their first treatment is the right one for them, because normally the first treatment sets the stage for how well they'll do. My dream blossomed into reality in 2006 when I founded Patient Resource Publishing. Using my medical publishing background, I've created the guide I envisioned, the Patient Resource Cancer Guide. It describes the different types of cancer, how they're staged, and how they're treated, and it also includes a comprehensive list of the nation's cancer treatment centers. It lists more than 2,000 credible websites to help patients find even more information. The guide is available free at cancer centers across the nation. You also can buy it at more than 900 bookstores nationwide or order it from our website, www.patientresource.net. You know, there's a second lesson that cancer has taught me. In addition to information, people facing cancer need hope and support. That's why survivor stories are sprinkled throughout Patient Resource Cancer Guide. It's also why our website offers a matching service. That service will match cancer patients with survivors who've had the same type and stage of cancer. Patient Resource Cancer Guide is now in its third year, and we're adding new publications that probe individual cancer topics in depth. The first is the Patient Resource Cancer Guide to Treatment-Related Side Effects. Next will be a guide to a rare cancer, cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. We'll publish a breast cancer guide by 2010. Back in 2008, we were elated when Patient Resource Cancer Guide was named a finalist in the Best Healthcare Consumer Publication category in the prestigious Medical Marketing and Media Awards. But what I cherish even more is the praise from patients who have been helped by the guide and the thanks of doctors and nurses who finally have something to give to their patients. It's gratifying to give back to the cancer community and to have it be so well received.
Thank you, Ms. Atwood. For details about the Patient Resource Cancer Guide, visit www.patientresource.net. More information on coping with cancer can be found at www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.